Kia ora, you're listening to Pūrākau, the 2024 Youth Week podcast series where we aim to capture the voice and identity of Hora Whanau's rangatahi. And today we have Grace. Ooh, would you like to introduce yourself?
Kia ora, my name's Grace. I am a Foxtonian. I've lived in Foxton my whole life. And I live on the outskirts, little farm. And so, yeah.
So what do you do? Do you go to school?
So I school at Waipihu College. I'm currently in my fourth year, so that's sixth form, so year 12. And I am currently taking level 2 calculus, level 2 English, biology, chemistry, and classics.
Cool. So what's school like for you right now? Are you enjoying it? Is it, I can't wait till this is over?
Well, level 2 is considered probably the hardest year because universities, they look at your level 2 results rather than your level 3 results, because they're generally, you're still going through level 3 when you start applying, and so they base everything off your level 2, and so you're doing all your university stuff now, and it's really hectic because all of the assessments get piled on at the same time. And so school's a little bit stressful currently, but I'm working through it and I really enjoy my classes. So,
oh, awesome. So at the moment, we're at the end of term one and already you're finding it's getting really overwhelming?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you do anything for work?
So I actually work at the Levin Library and I also work in the youth space. And I have also done haymaking. That was my actual first job before I got the job here. And it's a fun job. It's really good for your CV. It's a really cool place to work, cool people, very community-based atmosphere, which I really enjoy. I'm quite a people person, so yeah, quite enjoy it.
So what sort of things do you do working at Te Takaritanga o Kura Haupō?
So just shelving, returning. For the youth space, that's covers everything. We've had Nerf wars, we've had movie nights, we've gone down to the pools, taking kids to the games at the Domain. So it's a very diverse job, especially in the youth space. And of course you have your community events, so setting up for book sales and of course quiz nights and concerts in the actual main space.
Awesome. Haymaking. How did you get into haymaking?
Haymaking. So my grandparents are haymakers. They've made hay for years and years now and they're getting a little bit on the older side. And they can't lift the hay bales like they used to. And so the other kids in my family they're not very sporty or didn't really want to help out. And so it just kind of happened and I was just like, oh, I'll help you stack bales. I'm strong. I play a lot of sports. I can help you stack the bales and you can drive. And that's just how it started out. And it just, has been my summer job since then.
So how heavy or how big are the hay bales?
So they're the rectangular bales and they average from about 20 kilograms to 40 kilograms per bale, depending on what paddock and how you've strung it. And you can have over 1,000 bales in a day. Yeah. And they're quite, it gets a bit hard towards the end of the day, but it's not too bad.
So on average, how long would it take to do all the hay bales?
So sometimes there's the two of us, another local boy sometimes helps out, but it generally will take us, we do it closer towards the evening when it's cooler, but it will take us anywhere from 4 hours to a whole day.
So how long has your family lived in the Hora Whanau altogether?
So on my dad's side, they've been around this area for as long as I can remember. They've always been here. My mum's side are in Hawke's Bay, but they were originally from England when my granddad moved from England to come here to New Zealand. But yeah, we've always, my whole family literally lives just down the road from me. We're all very tightly compact, and yeah.
Awesome. So do you know why your granddad chose to move over to New Zealand?
I think it was more job opportunities. I think it was more job opportunities. He used to work on the railway lines and fixing the locomotives over in England. Then he moved over here, met a Kiwi,
yeah,
and stayed here.
So what does the future look like to you? What do you want to do moving forward?
So Dad's an ex-dock worker, so I've grown up with a passion for conservation and protecting the environment. And Mum's also, she has a chemistry degree, but she's actually a high school maths teacher. Mm-hmm. So I've grown up with a passion for science and also biology in particular. So I would actually like to go to university, hopefully Victoria, mm-hmm. and get both a law degree and a biology degree, and hopefully work for the Ministry of Primary Industries or DOCS legal aspects is what I would like to do, actually.
For this year's theme for Youth Week, the theme is We May Not Have It All Together, But Together We Have It All. Do you have any stories that could reflect this, or do you disagree with this?
I think both yes and no.
Yeah.
Especially in particular, so I've been part of the performing arts scene for years, and at YPHU we recently lost our music teacher. He didn't die. He just moved on to a different school.
Yeah.
And so we were part of choir and barbershop for mm-hmm. quite a while there. And since he's moved on, we have had to student lead it.
Yeah.
And we definitely did not have anything together. It was so messy at first. We could not hold rehearsals. We were struggling. But eventually, especially us senior members, we slowly started to get the hang of things, started organising things and generally working together to actually get our choir up and running again.
My final question, well, demand, is give me 2 slang words that you use in like just every day, and one of them needs to be one that you think will still be in use in 10 years, and then another one that you think won't be in use in 10 years.
Okay. Well, my mum hates me using slang. Every time I use slang, she tells me off. She used the term baddie the other day, as in the bad guy context.
Oh.
And I had to tell her off for that. That's the only one I can think of, sorry. The one that I think that will be used in 10 years, probably slay.
Oh, okay.
I reckon slay will still be around.
Yeah.
And the one that I think will be gone, maybe based.
Oh, okay.
Based might be gone, yeah. I reckon.
So could you then describe what those words mean?
Based, like, awesome, cool, you're, like, an awesome person kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's really hard to describe, because we all just collectively know what it is.
Yeah.
But we can't really describe it. And slay, it's just, again, like, just slaying it. You're just awesome. You're doing great.
It's all sort of contextual. You learn how to use them in the right context and then just start using it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining me today, Grace, and for being the first interviewee for my Pūrākau series.